Ibra, let's say she becomes pregnant, the halacha is letoicha b'truma. Now she's not allowed to eat truma. Because the afrina liya, like we have before, that an uber is poisa d'chsib k'nureo prat l'moberus. That when she's pregnant, she can't eat truma. Nechtach uber b'meyeho, when they take the child out of her, the uber is teyochel, then she's allowed to eat right away. Trashim miyad, vua dinamiyim yodosu meis. If the kid is born and the kid dies, then she's allowed to eat truma. Let's say the opposite way it was. It was the Kayin that lived with a Bas Yisrael. Is Leitecha B'truma. Whereas that's the Pshah in the Mishnah that says that Oizel Fata Shoret, the Leit Toislin, they don't pass her. But also, V'loi Eichlin, they don't let her eat. This is the case that they don't let her eat. That what? That if it's a Kayin that was Ma'anis a Bas Yisrael, Hoye Kayin Shabua Bas Yisrael, the Lacher is Leitecha B'truma. She's not allowed to eat truma right now, because she's not a kinyan of the kohen. The kohen didn't marry her. The kohen only was ma'anas, so mafat to her. So therefore, the isha now is not she's not an isha's kohen. She can't eat truma. What about Ibra, she becomes pregnant? Vaita loy toichel. She can't eat yet. Yoldob, when she gives birth, then toyochel. Then she could eat. The ben is maichel, the mother. Nimtza koicho shaben godol mishalaf. There's a case that the ben is more stronger than the father. Because the father here right now is not Michael, this Bas Yisrael. Because they didn't have Kedushin, they didn't get married together. Even though the Kayin lived with her, was Manasa, she can't eat because of that. But if she has a son from the Kayin, Lamaisa, the ben is Michael, his mother. So Godol Mishalav, the ben Amol is a bigger strength than the father does. Her Eved, Paiso Mishambia, like we had before. If an Eved lives with an Isha, he passes her, she's a Bas Kohen, she can't eat Truma. If she's a Bas Yisrael, she can't marry a Kohen. V'yeina poisu mishum zaroi. But mishum zaroi, it does not become posel. So we'll see what that means. In the case where, let's say she was a Bas Kohanis, married to Yisrael, and they had a grandson that's an Eved, Lamaisa does not passel, she goes back to her father's house. Ketzad, what's the case? Bas Yisrael a Kohen. A Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen. Or else, Bas Kohen li Yisrael, the Yoldei Menu Ben, they had a son. For Holacha Ben, the Nichba Shal HaShivcha. And this Ben now lived with the Shivcha, the Yolda. And the Shivcha gave birth, and Menu Ben has a son. So, Harei the Eved, the son is called an Eved. In other words, their grandson is an Eved. Now, Hoy Se'em Oviv Abas Yisrael, let's say we're starting out the case, was Abas Yisrael married a Kohen le Kohen, is Leitecha B'Truma. She's not allowed to eat Truma right now. Because even though she has a son from the Kohen, but since it's an Eved doesn't go after the father, goes after the mother, the Shifcha, therefore she can't eat Truma because of this Eved. What about the opposite way? Bas Kohen li Yisrael, the mother was a Bas Kohen, they got married to Yisrael, and the husband died. And all that's left over now is the grandson, the Eved, is Toyocha b'Truma. She's allowed to eat Truma because the Eved is not Miyachas after the father. The Eved goes after the Shifcha. Not called like the son of the mother, of the grandmother. Therefore, the grandmother is Bas Kohen. She lost her husband. She has no children. She's allowed to go back to her father's house, teach her. Mamzer poisel umaychel. A mamzer passels. Now, if a mamzer lives with an isha, she becomes posla, she can't eat truma. But umaychel, there's a case that a mamzer makes it, that because of the mamzer, the mother could eat truma. Case that what's the case? Bas Yisrael lekayin. Or else, Bas Kohen Yisrael, the Yolda and then Bas, they gave birth to a daughter. For all Chabas v'nisus liyevit, or liyevit kichovim, the Yolda and then Ben, haray the mamzer. It's according to the man, the Yom that holds an Evid or a Goy that lives with a Bas Yisrael, the kid's a mamzer. So according to the man, the Yom, the kid now is a mamzer. So the case is like this. Hoy so'ein imoy Bas Yisrael l'koyein. Let's say the first started out, that it's a Bas Yisrael. That got married to a Kayin, so Lachur is to Yochab Truma. She's Ladi Truma. In other words, Kolzuman, she's married to the Kayin, Pshita she could eat. But here we're talking about the cases that the husband died. Lamaisa, he had a daughter. And this daughter had a son from Levi Kichavim, but Lamaisa, it's a mamzer, but it's her grandson. So even in the case that her daughter dies, but since the grandson is still alive, it's called her grandson, she's Ladi Truma. What about the opposite way? That's the case that a mamzer is Michael. What about the opposite way? Bas Kohen liYisrael is Leitecha b'Truma. She can't eat Truma. Because Lamaisa, she was married to a Yisrael, and she has now a grandson. even though he's a mamzer, Lamaisa, she has a grandson from the Yisrael, therefore she still cannot eat truma. Koyen gadol pomim shu poisol. Koyen gadol sometimes pasol. So Rashi says as bas koyen minat truma mishum zerami is mishum zarmi Yisrael. Here's the case that it could be a koyen gadol, and it'll be a case that he's a zara shal Yisrael, and the mother cannot eat truma because she has a son of koyen gadol. Just such a case. Koyen gadol pomim shu poisol. Because of a son of koyen gadol, sometimes the mother cannot eat truma. Case of where's the case? That it started out, she was a bas kohen li Yisrael. She is a bas kohen that got married to Yisrael. The yolda hemenu bas, and they have now a daughter. So lemaisa she can't eat truma now because she was married to Yisrael. Even when her husband dies, she can't eat truma because she has a bas. Now the whole chohar bas v'nisas l'kohen. Let's say the daughter gets married to a kohen. The yolda hemenu ben, and they have a son, and he's a kohen the son. Hareza royally is kohen gadol. He could even be a kohen gadol, the son. Oy medu mishamash gabi mizbeach. He sits on the mizbeach. Is maichol es imoy upoisel es imoy. Both cases. Either a case that if with a father was a kohen, he's maichol, or with a father was a Yisrael, so lemaisa she was a bas kohen married to a Yisrael. The lacher is she has a son from that Yisrael, because first she had a daughter. And now the daughter had a son, and the daughter died, but the son is still alive. So because of that, it's still called the Zerah from the first Yisrael. So this Bas Kohen cannot eat truma, even though his son is a Kohen Gadol. Zayisemeres, from here we say, Loike b'nei Kohen Gadol, shoy poslanim in a truma. Sometimes you can say, like the mother would say, I don't want a Kohen, even though my, like, Rashi, Zayisemeres, Isha, Oymeres. Sometimes the mother can say, I don't want to have such a son, even though he's a kohen gadol, but sometimes because of the kohen gadol, the mother loses out. Where the mother was married to Yisrael, and they had a daughter, and the daughter got married to a kohen and had a son, and the son is a kohen, and he became the kohen gadol. So the ma'isa, the mother now, even if the daughter dies, who's left over? This grandson. So it's called, there's a son from the original Yisrael, that therefore that first Bas Kohen, she cannot eat truma. So because of the son of Kohen Gadol, she cannot eat truma. So the Gemara, Tanina Lahu, we learned already one time at Tanna Rabbanan, Shoite v'koten shenosu noshim u'meisun u'shasayim p'turus v'nechlitzim in ayibim. The Maisa, there's no din, a Shoite v'koten has no kedushin, it's not chal, nothing. If they get married, the kedushin is not chal. When they die, there's no din chlitzim, no din yibim on the wives. Rashi, Alma ain't kinyan l'shoita, there's no kinyan to a shoita. Therefore, about there's no din, she's not Michael, but true marida, there's no kinyan. Kate, then the Mishnah goes to explain itself. Hoya Yisroel Shabua Bas Kohen. A Yisroel married a Bas Kohen. Tayocho Betruma. Why? Because the Yisroel didn't marry her. Stam of Yisroel was Ma'anis, the Bas Kohen. There's no kinyan, so the Bas Kohen can still eat truma. Ibruf, if she came pregnant, Loy Tayocho, she can't eat truma anymore. So the Markiva and the Yibra Leitoichol, as soon as she becomes pregnant, she can't eat. Why not? Because she's going to have a son now that will be Yisrael. So therefore, she can't eat because of the son. For the Gemara, if so, Leich Hashem Yibra. Why, Mashma, before she became pregnant, she could eat. So if so, we should always be afraid that if the Yisrael lived with a Bas Kohen, she should be also teach Shuma right away. Because maybe she became pregnant. Miletnan, didn't we learn Mafrisha Noisa Gimachadoshim? We make them separate 3 months after they had Bia. Shema Muberasen, because maybe they're pregnant. So you see, we have to be afraid from one Bia to become pregnant. So what does our Mishnah say? That if the Yisrael is Ma'anis the Bas Kohen, she's Ladi Truma, why? Maybe she became pregnant. It says, Amarabo, Baravuna, Leyuchsin Choshishu. That's what we say, Mafrishin is, we want to know if she's Miyuchas or not. For Yuchsin, to know who the father is. We want to know the son, we want to know who the father or the son is. We make them wait 3 months to know from who she was became pregnant. But Latruma Lechoshishu. Havadis Lashkir, she should become pregnant. So Latruma were not Choshis. Therefore, right now, as far as we know, she's not pregnant. Therefore, she's Ladi Truma. But over here, Tichuma, we're not afraid. For the Gemara, Latruma Lechoshu, that's true that we're not afraid for Truma. The Yatanya would learn like this. Hareza Gitcha, somebody tells a lady, here's your get. She's a Bas Yisrael, but she's married to a Kohen. So calls the man, she's married to the Kohen, she's Ladi Truma. The Kohen now gives her a get and says like this. Harez the gitcho shro achas koydin lumisasi. Like the Kohen's afraid he's going to die, so he doesn't want his wife to be zakuk liyibum. So therefore he says, I'm giving you a get, that the get's going to be chal 1 second before I die. So when I die, you're not my wife anymore, there'll be no din yibum. In such a case, tasur lecha b'truma, the Mishnah says, miyad, she's not allowed to eat truma. Why? Because we're afraid maybe he's going to die and the get will be chal, so she can't eat truma. She see, even for truma we're choshes, for zakas not shriach. So here also, let's be afraid she's pregnant from the first bia, and she can't eat truma then. And the Gemara, Eloma Rabba Bar Rafunam, Benesuyin Choshesh Biznus Lechosh. That's the Teretz. Under that, the Mishnah says Mafrishin means she was married. She had Nesuyin. And then she got a get, so we have to wait 3 months. But here we just had Biznus Lechosh. We're not afraid she became pregnant from one bia. Trashy bin Isuin Gunshin is Khalfu bin Bichni Sauce and Hupa, Khoshna Shem Nasabro Dolehovku. So there the Mishnah was we had before, where they got two brothers married, or two people got married, and that night by mistake the wives got mixed up. The next morning they find out they live with the wrong wives. So we're afraid maybe they became pregnant, they have to separate for 3 months. That's because there they lived together with Teres and Isha. Why, Ishus. Over here there was Nus. The Maisa by Znus Rashi says, "Av Znus Lechoshu, Kedekai Melon, Isha Mezana Misapechas Kedeshlo Tisaber." Hilchach Lecha Sofik. Usually, a Zayinu when they have Znus, they make sure they don't become pregnant. So therefore, they turn over right away. The Zera should not be Niklat in the body. Therefore, we're not afraid she became pregnant. So that's why here in the Mishnah, if a Yisrael was Ma'anis, a Bas Koyin, we're not afraid she's pregnant. We're not much. She's not pregnant. Therefore, she's not a Truma. For the Gemara, is this true of a Nisuyin? Mi Choshesu? By Nisuyin, are we afraid that they are pregnant? For your Tani, we learn like this. Bas Koyin Shenisas the Yisrael. Umeis, and she died, and the husband died. She's the Bas Koyin, they got married to Yisrael. Umeis, Toivelis, she has to be Toivel. Viachelis Betruma, Lerup, she could eat Truma right away. So who here says Shenisas, they were married. So why aren't we afraid? Maybe she's pregnant. And then she can't eat Truma, because she has a son from the Yisrael. Not allowed for a son, any child. Rav Chizda, Toiveles v'yecheles adaboyim. It just means the first 40 days she could eat. What does that mean? Di loy ma'abro, ho loy ma'abro. Because the Monashach, if she's not pregnant, she's not pregnant. V'ma'abro, even if she is pregnant, adaboyim ma'ya b'yalmhi. Up until 40 days, it's not called the vlad, it's not called the nubiyat, it's called water. So therefore, even if she is pregnant, it's not called she has a son, a babe, an uber inside her. So the first 40 days she could still eat truma. So only after the 40 days, then maybe she's pregnant, then she has an uber, then she has a son like or a child from the Yisrael, she can't eat truma. Omula Yabaya by Sadbaki Yochid, that's true, ain't the safe, what is the safe to say? Hukar ubra b'meyeha, when we see that she's pregnant, tenu kelas l'mafreya, she became a kuku that whatever she ate before, she ate b'yisr. For the Gemara, so if you're telling me now that after 40 days she can't eat, so what's Mekukul? And the Gemara, my Mekukul is Adaboyim. She becomes Mekukul Adaboyim up until the 40 days. Because the Teretz says just means that if she ate, hey, it's true, the first 40 days she's not Mekukul. The Zera, the kid is not called the kid yet. Just means to say if we see that she became pregnant later on, so if she ate Truma from the 40th day onwards, Lamaisa, then she's Mekukul. Then she's a Zara, because she has a son or a child from the Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat Truma. So true, with Shul was still blibing, that the first 40 days, it's nothing. It's called Maya B'Yalm, it's not called the kid yet. From 40 days onwards, that's called the kid. So true, she did not know at that time. She ate Truma. Later, when she will find out she's pregnant, L'maisis Mekukul, she has to pay back a Keren V'chemish for the Truma that she ate, because she was a Zara at the time. Itma, we learned like this. Habu ala Rusasa B'beis Chomov. Let's say they had Kedushin, a man was Mekanesh and Isha, Gemara's times used to wait a year, and she used to come home and live by her father. So Maisa, the Oris, the husband now, before Nisuyin, went to live with his wife, live with the Arusa, the Beis Chama by her father's house. So Rav Amar Vlad Mamzer. Rav says, you should know the kid is a Mamzer. You will soon see what that means. Vlad Mamzer Pasha means that we're afraid maybe she's pregnant from another man, not from a husband. That's why the kid is a Mamzer. Shmuel says, no, the kid is only a Suffolk Mamzer, not a Vare Mamzer. The Amar Rav, Rav says like this, Mistavre Milsa the Rav, when is Rav Svara right, that Rav says the kid's a Mamzer, Tedaima Meyalma,
What happened here? A man married an Isha, only had Kedushin. Now, the Daima Miyama means we're afraid we know she had another boyfriend. So in a case where we know she was close with another man, then we say that she's a poet, she's a Zayna-like, and she for sure lived with the other man a lot, that's why she became pregnant. If we're not afraid, we're not choshed that she has another boyfriend, then we say Basra the Desha Dinalei. Then we say the reason why she became pregnant is because she lived with her husband one time, so from this one time she became pregnant. That then is good Rav Svara. And Amar Rav says, Minu Aminullah, how do I know this Yisoid? That if we're afraid that she has another boyfriend, then we say it's Mistava, she became pregnant from the other one, and the kid is the Mamzer. Because the Maishi, she's an Ashes Ish, living with another man, that's a Chayiv Krisis, Chayiv Mises Bezdin, the kid's a Mamzer. So Rav says, Minu Aminullah, how do I know this? The Ketani was said like this, Yodo Teyochel. If she gives birth, then she can eat. So now, Heichidami, what's the case? Ilay Mudidalma Miyalma. Yeah, Rashi, the case is the Tony Masis in Yolda. Anusa Mafuta Bas Yisroel Mikoyin. In a case where a Koyin was Ma'anis a Bas Yisroel. So the Mishnah says if she becomes pregnant and has a kid, Halachar is Tayacha Betruma. She's Ladi Truma, cause of the son. Mishum Beno, the Mechaskin in Lay Bekoyin. So we know on what? The kid is a Koyin. What happened here? A Koyin was Ma'anis a Bas Yisroel. And she became pregnant. So we never want to say that what? That the kid is the kid is the son of the Kain. Therefore the mother can eat because of the Kain. That's what the Mishnah says. So we never want the son is for sure from the Kain. So Moses says, Hey, Dami. Eli, Mudidami, Miyam, if we say this Isha has nus with other men also. So Yoldo, Amai, Tiochel, she comes pregnant. Why can she eat Truma? Let's say the husband is not the Kain.
You were holding Daf Samech Tes Omid Beis on the bottom there. The Gemara says again, Itma, we learned like this. Ha'abo ala rusosoi bebeis chomuf. Where man was Mekadesh and Isha, he only made Kedushin, arusosoi, he did not make Nisuyin yet. So usually the case is that his wife goes and still lives with her father until they make Nisuyin. Now ha'abo ala rusosoi, the man lived with his arusosoi bebeis chomuf in his father, in her father's house. So Rav Omer, Rav says, Havlad Mamzer. If she becomes pregnant now and has a child, we have to be afraid that the father is not the real father, but rather a different man, nor is this Isha had nus with another man, and therefore the kid is a Mamzer. Ushmul Amar, Shmul says, Havlad Shtuki. It's not a Vaday Mamzer. A Shtuki means like we be quiet, we have a Sofk, we have a doubt who the father is. Is the father the real father, or is the father another man? So therefore, it's called the Safik Mamzer. So Gemara says like this: Amar Rava says, "Mistabra milsa the Rav." It's a svara. When do we understand Rav's halacha that the kid is a mamzer? The daima meyalma that we know this lady, this wife has like boyfriends. We're afraid that she has to do with other people. The daima means. The Rashi says shechashuda miyachirim. We have choshed her that she did live with other men also. In such a case, then we say if she's pregnant, most probably was from the other man, therefore the kid is a mamzer. Avoloi daima mi'alma, let's say we're not afraid, we're not choshed her that she lived with any other men, then we say basra didei shadinin lei. Then for sure we say the son is the son of the father, and the kid is not a mamzer. Halacha is, midirayis, there's no issa. The father who is mekadesh the wife, he's just, he didn't make nisuin yet. So it's not called a B.S. Erva, therefore the kid will not be a mamzer. Omar Rava said like this, Minoha minoloh, how do we know my yisoid? That what, that Rav that says the kid is a mamzer is only when we have a chashad, she has other boyfriends? Is the Ketani, it sounds like this, Yoldo teyochal. If she gave birth, then she could eat. Now what's the case talking about? We're talking about now that let's say a Kayin was Ma'anis Abbas Yisrael. So he was Ma'anis, he didn't marry her. So she cannot eat Truma. Just the Mishnah says if she comes pregnant and has a baby, then she could eat. So Moses says, Hey Chidami, what's the case talking about? In other words, she could eat Truma because we say the son that she has now is from the Kayin, the father, the one that was Ma'anis. Then you see, we're not afraid that maybe she became pregnant from another person. But we say, since we know for sure the Kayin was Ma'anasa, lived with her, we say she became pregnant from him. So Mor says, Hey, Chidami, so Rav Rasel at this, how is the Mishnah talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, didaimi mi alma, that she has other boyfriends also, we have to be afraid, maybe she has nus with somebody else.
So Yolda, then what happened here? The Kohen was Manasa, or the Kohen was Mafataha. Why do we say she gives birth? She kiri truma, that we say for sure the father was the Kohen. Amai Tayachal, why could she eat truma? Let's be afraid, maybe the father of the boy is a different man, not the Kohen. She has other boyfriends also. El alav, don't we have to say, mi noi daima voloi daima mi alma? The Ravada, the Mishnah is talking about that the only case, the only chshash znus we have is with this kohen. She has no other men. We don't have any chshad with her. She lived with another man. Therefore, since we know the kohen was ma'anus or mafatah, we say for sure he is the father, and therefore the son is a kohen. Therefore, the mother can eat truma because of the son. The Gemara says like this now: Umahosam madach over here in our Mishnah in the case of znus. Telahai isura, lahai isura. The Kohen was Manasa. He didn't make Kedushin at all. He did an Avera. And if somebody else did it, it's the same type of an Issa. Still, Baswa Didei Shadina Lei, still we say the son is the son of the Kohen. Is a Kohen, because we know for sure the Kohen was Manasa. And we don't know if anybody else was Manasa. So, Hoch, over here, in our case, we're at Narusosai, the Lahai Isura, for another man to live with her, it's an Erva, it's an Eshes Ish, it's Chayv Misa. Or lahaya tera mashenkin for the husband, it's mamish mutter midiraisa. Is lakoshkin shouldn't for sure we say the svara that she were not choshida with any other men. As far as we know that the orus lived with her, that he's the father now and she can pregnant from him, but for sure the kid should not be a mamza. So omalei Abaya said back, no. Liyelam really aimloch, I will tell you that kolheicha didaima minei. Any time that didaima mine, like we know, she lived with this man, she lived with the oros, she lived with the husband, is afagav de loy daima miyalma, even though she does not have any other boyfriends, we're not choshed with any other men, still omar rav havlad mamzer. Still rav says his din that the kid is a mamzer. In other words, that ahavu al rusosoy bebeis chomuf, since Lamaisa they're doing a Ktas Isser, because he's not allowed to live with them in the Rabbanan until they make Nisuyin. So this Isha is doing a Ktas Aveira here. So Rav holds a Svara, still the kid is a Mamzer. My time, and what's the reason? The Yamrina we say, Midi Afgar or Nav Shalagabi Yoris, like since she made herself Hefka, she opened herself up to the Yoris, even to her husband, and she wasn't supposed to do it, because they didn't make Nisuyin yet. So after a nafshali alma, we have to be afraid. Who adin mistama? She has this with other people also. So even though we don't have any chshad, we don't know about anybody else. We don't know her being close with any other men. But still, since lamaisa with her own husband, she did something wrong. Now we have to be afraid. Who adin she'll do something wrong with other men, and therefore the other men mistama is the roiv more than just the husband. So therefore, we say the kid is the mamza. That's the way Abaye says. Umasnisen, the question is then, Robert brought a riot from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says that if a Kohen is Ma'anis the Isha, we say that if she becomes pregnant and has a kid, she could eat Truma because it's the Kohen's son. So Mor says, Shoho Yushneim Chavusha Beis Asurim. Abaye is going to learn our Mishnah is talking about they were both captured in prison. So we know for sure she couldn't live with anybody else. So the only one she lived with was with this Kohen. Therefore, the child she has is the child of the Kohen, and therefore she's Lari Truma. But any time she's open to live with other men, we have to be afraid if she did a Ksas Issa with this man, maybe she did an Issa with somebody else also. And Nika the army, some say like this, that really, Bebo Leho, Kulialma Lai Pligi, De Baskra, De Dei Shadinilei. Everybody holds that what if we know the Oris is the one that lived with his wife, so for sure the son goes after the Oris, and the kid is not a mamzer. The Hochi Yitma, this is the way we learned our Rav's din. Arusa She'ibra, Stam, an Arusa, Anisha that only had received Kedushin. Her husband didn't give her Nisuyin yet, and she became pregnant. That's the case. We do not know if the Oris, if the husband lived with her or not. We just see her now that she's pregnant. So Rav Amar Rav says the case is Havlad Mamzer. This is the case where the kid is a Mamzer. Or Shmuel Amar Havlad Shtuki. And Shmuel in this case says no, the kid is called a Shtuki, you have to be quiet, he's a Suffolk, a doubtful Mamzer. And Amar Rav, Rav says in this Pshat, that Mistabra Milsa the Rav, where is the Svara like Rav says, the Loidaima Minei, the Daima Mialma. Where, like the Loidaima Minei means we don't have any real reason to say that she lived with him, but with a husband, but rather we know she's choshed, she has other boyfriends. So then we have a more reason to say that she lived with somebody else and not with her own husband. So therefore, that's Rav's din to say the Vlad is a mamzer. Now, it's very good. Like, as far as the husband goes, he has no heta to live with her yet. He didn't make nisuyin. And we don't know that they were that close, that they should have had beer together. But we do know she has other boyfriends. So therefore, it's mistavish to live with the other ones, and therefore the kid is a mamzer.